Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. It is now the 8:30 hour. Time for Words of Wisdom. And I'm your host, Diane Adams, a servant of God. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to come before the people of God tonight as we explore the Word of God together. I thank God for the fellowship that we are able to experience once and for all on Wednesday night. There's so much going on in our city and state and our country. Evil is prevalent on every side. But God is in control, and He take care of His children. We have to hold on to that and keep pressing and going forward in the things of God. Our lesson tonight is coming out of the book of Proverbs. And we have out of the book of Proverbs in the third chapter, and we have only two verses tonight. But the two verses are powerful. And it's going to be in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And the title of the lesson is, We Must Stop Making It Up As We Go. We have to stop that. Because anytime we decide to do what we do, when we know what God wants us to do, we are ignoring the things of God. And sometimes we do it so much until we begin to believe that it's okay. But tonight I want you to tell you, we must stop making it up as we go. We are not in control. We don't have that much power. And we are servants of God, not God. So what I'm going to do is play a song at this time. And when we get through with the song, we're going to come back and explore the Word of God together. You know, in times like these, where there's trouble on every side, Satan is doing his thing and trying to get us to accept his perception on things. And we have to be on our game. But we can't be on our game if we don't know what weapons we have in this battle. There's a spiritual war going on between our flesh and our spirit. And as I've told you many times in the past, sometimes the flesh wins and sometimes the spirit wins. But we have to be constantly about our Father's business so our life can be filled with joy. So I'm going to play this song, and I thought it was appropriate for tonight. And listen to the song. Be prayerful for our Bible study tonight. And we'll come back and explore the Word of God. Thank each and every one of you who have taken time out of your schedule tonight to call into the program. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen to the song, and we'll be back.
Life keep holding me back. Can I live up to the standard?
standard seems so hard to do. And then you tell me, take my hand, you'll help me make it through. Oh, you rather see, tell you you love me. And I'll say, yeah. But will you just give up everything? Follow me, yeah. It's all a periodic plea, what should be every day. Can't imagine how it could be if I let you lead the way. No broken heart, less scars, less scars, and never.
Yeah, that song was written by a person that was saying they would say yes to God. God is constantly and always speaking to us. Some of us don't know God's voice, so you don't recognize as him as talking. He speaks to us through the word of God. And he lets us know different things that he would want us to do. And he also let us know what we shouldn't do. But the songstress was saying when God acts, she's going to say yeah. And that's how we have to begin to do in our lives towards the things of God. At this time, we have to go to the throne of grace. And I'm asking anyone who would love to pray on tonight to just press the one button on your phone. I will open the mic and you can lead us in prayer. So if anyone would like to pray, you can press the button. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Dear Lord God, here it is once more and again that you have allowed us to come together to explore your word together. Lord, I thank you for the fellowship that you allow us to have week after week. Holy Ghost, I pray that you don't let your word return void, that you will give illumination and revelation to all the listeners on the telephone or by the internet or on their cell phones or however they may be listening in the United States and the other countries that has been tuning in to us. I thank you, dear God, for the opportunity, and I want you to know I don't take it lightly because, God, you decide everything that happens. And I have to look at myself, dear God, sometime and tell you thank you. Because it's not that I'm so good. It's not even that I've been so kind. But you saw fit, and we're here tonight, and I say thank you. Bless every person here, dear God. Bless every home that's represented, dear God. Bless each person's children and their grandchildren, dear God. Bless their finances, their health, dear God. Bless our people on the prayer line for Wednesday night, dear God. Anybody that's dealing with a sickness, have mercy, dear God. Anybody is just confused in their mind, I ask that you rebuke Satan long enough that they could just get it straight for a while, dear God. Lord, we living in perilous times, and evil is present every way, and man is doing whatever they think is right in their own eyes, and our leaders are failing us, dear God, and some of the churches is failing us, dear God, and some of the people of God is failing one another. But you in control. And for that, I can place all of my trust in you. Thank you, Jesus, for your son. And thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. And thank you for your Holy Spirit. And thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, all of these blessings I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray on tonight that we give you the glory that you deserve, because we were created to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. So I'm going to say the name of the lesson again, because we have so many more callers that have called in. Thank you, Jesus. And the title of the lesson again. You see, our lesson tonight is saying we must stop making it up as we go. We coming from the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th and the 6th verse. And as always, you know, we go and do a background. And tonight I chose the background to fit with the lesson, to just revisit and bring to memory that God is in control. You know, tonight we are asked to stop making it up as we go. And if we ask to stop making it up as we go, then what do we want? Or what is the next statement next to that? Well, if we stop making it up as we go, then we could start trusting God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, with our whole heart. You see, once you realize God is in total control and he's the only one you should trust wholeheartedly, then you begin to trust him more. The concept of the control of God over everything is called sovereignty. The sovereignty of God. You see, nothing gives us strength and confidence like an understanding of the sovereignty of God in our lives. You see, God's sovereignty is defined as his complete and total independent control over every creature, every event, every circumstance, at every moment in history. God has been in control before the foundation of the world, and he's going to be in control all the way through eternity. So you should know that includes us right here, right now. You see, you got to realize that God is not subject to none. He's not influenced by none. He is absolutely independent. God does what he pleases. Y'all watch that. Only as he pleases, all the time, as he pleases. God is in control. You see, God is in complete control of every molecule in the universe at every moment. And you got to know that everything that happens is either caused, he either causes it or allow it. And he does it for his own perfect purpose and for his glory. You see, you got to know that God isn't finding out what's going to happen as events fold. I want you to know that nothing can take him by surprise. He is constantly, actively running all things past the here and now and our future. In fact, through eternity. I want you to know that he don't need our cooperation. You know, some people read the Bible one time and figure they did God a favor. They get on their knees maybe in the morning and at night and figure they you know, that God, you know, is pleased. But yes, God is pleased. But you have to remember the word of God. God knows the Bible. The Bible was written by 40 men through all walks of life. The Bible was written by man, but it was inspired by God. So every word in that Bible, those 66 books, from Genesis to Revelation, the old and the new, cover to cover, was designed by God. But watch this. It was designed for you. So yes, you should read. Yes, you should pray to build yourself up. But like I was saying, he don't need our cooperation, our help, or the exercise of our free will to bring his plan to pass. And if he did need it, it would be that he would be putting us over him, which would make us God. You know, it makes me think about, where did I hear something like that before? And it was in the Garden of Eden when Satan came to trick Eve in the garden, and she said she would die, and he said you wouldn't. He told her, you should be like God. That was a trick of the devil, and it's still tricking people today. You see, some people find it appalling to think that Satan has control over a certain amount of life, that God is constantly reviving his plan to accommodate Satan's tricks. That is not happening. Satan can't do nothing unless God allows him. If you remember in the book of Job, when Job told God that the people only loved him because he'd do everything for them, and God told him, try and test Job. And when he began to test Job, and when he took away everything that Job had, his children, his house, his land, and everything in one day. See, when you think you got trouble on your hand for whatever is going through in your life, how would you like to be Job? He lost all of his children, all of his health, all of his wealth in one day, and yet he trusted God. Hallelujah. And you see, when Satan got ready, he had shot his best shot on Job, and he wanted to do more. Before he did, he had to go to God. God said, okay, you could do him a little more. He said, but you can't take his life. So that let you know Satan had to go to God to get permission to do something on Job, and it's the same way for you. God is not letting Satan have his way exactly with us. But you got to trust him. And yes, we do have a free will, but our free will only extends as far as God allows us the freedom and no farther. He does as he pleases with the power in heaven and with the people on earth. Remember this. No one's free will trump the sovereignty of God. God didn't want us to be robots. He wanted us to choose to love him. And he gave us a will to choose or not. But your free will don't control your everything and leaving God out of the picture. And you see, far as the background tonight, I'm just going to close with this. Finally, I want you to know the only way to trust God's sovereignty is to rest in the fact that God knows best. And the only way you can trust God is to know him. You have to know his attributes. You know, we are told that God is omnipotent. Hallelujah. Omnipotent. Have you ever thought about that? Omnipotency means all power. So when they say God is omnipotent, that means he has all power. Another one of his attributes is omnipresent. That's the attribute of God that lets you know he is everywhere at the same time. And then he's omniscient, which means all-knowing. You see, God didn't make us accept his son, nor do the right things. But he knows who will accept his son. He knows who will be committed to him. He knows who is pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. And I want to tell you tonight, God does not listen to everything that come out of your mouth, because God looks at the heart, which tell the real deal. And we can't trust someone we don't know. And there's only way to know God, and that's through his word. There's no magic formula to make a spiritual giant. No overnight magical prayer to pray three times a day to mature us, build our faith, and make us tower of strength and confidence. There is only the Bible, the single source of power that will change our lives from the inside out. But it takes us putting in the work. And the work starts with commitment. Then it's diligently, you know, making efforts every day. And then you have to realize and trust that God is control of everything and follow his lead. Stop trying to be the leader. You have to stop trying to be the leader. You see, if you drink deeply in his word and let it fill your mind and your heart, the sovereignty of God will become clearer to us, and we will rejoice in it because we know intimately and trust completely the God who controls all things for his perfect purpose. Trying to let you know the attributes and who God is, that you can really trust him. And that's our background for tonight. And now we're going to go into the word of God. We're in the book of Proverbs, and whoever have your Bible, you could get your Bible and you could go with this. And if you get your Bible, open it to the book of Proverbs, which is an Old Testament book. And the scripture reads, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You see, this scripture is telling us we must trust in the Lord meaning to rely on or to depend on. Do you depend on God? Do you truly rely on God for your outcome? You see, because our own understandings will get us in trouble all the time. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 10:5. 2 Corinthians 10:5, what it says? It says, casting down your imagination. You have to put your imagination in check because your imagination will run wild. You have to cast down your imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And you have to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. For you to totally trust God, you have to love Him and you have to know Him. We cannot trust someone we don't know. When someone says, trust me, we have two reactions that we could take. Either we can say, yes, I will trust you, or we can say, why should I trust you? I've seen so many times in life with relationships, man and woman or woman with a man, they meet someone in their lives, and they began to trust them. And they really begin to trust them so fast, they don't sometimes have a lot of information to come up with the right answer. But people do that because you can't trust somebody you don't know. You see, in God's case, trust in Him will naturally flow when we understand why we should trust Him. I'm going to give you three points why we should trust Him. First, the main reason we should trust God is that He's worthy of our trust. Just think of all the bountiful blessing He has bestowed upon you and yours throughout the year. Take inventory. And I want you to take a walk back down memory lane, and you will see the many times the things that happened and evolved in your life. It was nothing but the grace of God that carried you through. And if that's not enough, this is the greatest thing that should make us want to trust Him, that He took away the punishment we deserve because of sin. And He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. All I can tell you tonight is this: worthy is the Lamb that take away the sins of the world. You see, plenty of people put their trust in man and the world and the things of the world, but God is not like man. Because you see, with man, many things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Man lies, but God never lies. If God gave a promise, He fulfills it. And look at this. He doesn't change. You don't have to wake up and try to see what mood God is in tomorrow if He done changed the law of how to bless you. God does not change. Man is powerless, but God has all power to bring to pass what He planned. And all of His purposes will be done. You know, there's a scripture in Isaiah that says, the Lord Almighty has sworn. Now, this is God talking to the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. And he said, surely as I have planned, so it will be. And as I have purposed, so will it stand. Do you believe it? You have to believe it to be able to want to trust Him wholeheartedly. And you see, furthermore, God's plans are perfect, holy, and righteous. And within His plan, He is constantly working all things out for your good, for those who love Him and those who are called to His holy purpose. Y'all know that's Romans 8:28. You see, God doesn't make no mistakes. Nothing that can happen ever taken by surprise. If we study the word of God, if we study it, we will know who God is. The word helps us to understand that God is in control, is in total control, and he rules. This is the part I love the most. All by himself. He need no counsel from anyone. You know, plenty of times you're going to get something taken care of and you meet with one person and that person say, oh, I got to bring it to my boss. And then he said, the boss got to bring it to the other boss, you know, and you still just waiting. God don't operate like that. He need no counsel from anybody. He don't have to ask nobody what to do for you. He never asks the question, what should I do for you? God already has a plan. It's a master plan that he formulated before the foundation of the world. And each and every one of us was included in that plan. And he's watching it unfold day by day. But to trust God, you have to know him. And if the more you know him, the more trust began to flow towards him from you. And all of us have enough evidence to trust him. And second, I want you to know, we learn to trust God as we see how he has proven himself to be trustworthy in our lives and in the lives of others. You see, God has provided all the evidence needed to know he can be trusted. You ever had somebody and they be saying, you need to trust me, you need to trust me, but there's no evidence of why should I trust you? But God has given all of the evidence. God showed you time after time after time after time that you could trust him. When you had a way out of no way and God delivered you. You see, and then plenty of times God is doing so many things for people in their lives, but because they don't know God, they might think they're doing it and making it happen on their own. You see, all of God's promises are in his word for all to see, and the record of their fulfillment is there as well. You see, if you go in the Bible, you'll see that God promised Abraham a son, and he fulfilled the promise with Isaac. God promised the children of Israel freedom from slavery, and he fulfilled it by parting the Red Sea. God promised us a Savior. In Genesis, the 3rd chapter, in the 15th verse, as soon as man fell, God came with a promise. God said it wouldn't be right for one man's sin to cause all men to go to hell. He said, so I'm going to make a way out of no way, and I'm going to make this promise that I'm going to send a Savior. And then if anybody believes on my son shall be saved. So every tub is going to have to stand on his own feet. The promise that God made there, and he said he made it for everyone. Because God so loved the world that he gave his, God so loved the world. And I'm going to say it again. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You see, right there in the book of Genesis, if you go all the way back to just the 3rd chapter, the promise has been here a long time. And by the New Testament, it was fulfilled. You got to trust him because he's worthy to be trusted. You see, God promised us a Savior, and he fulfilled it with his son. God said it, and he did it. And we could trust him. And this lets us know how trustworthy he truly is. And the third reason to trust God is that we really have no, watch this, common sense. To trust, the third reason to trust God is that we really don't have a reliable, sensible alternative. If not God, then who? Hallelujah, y'all. We should trust in our, you know, should we trust in ourselves, as many people do, or in others who may be unpredictable, unreliable, they have limited wisdom, and who frequently make bad choices and decisions, or often is swayed by emotions? Or do we trust in the all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, faithful, gracious, merciful, loving God who has our best interests at heart? You do the math. And we have to just stop trusting God for some things, but begin to trust him in all things. You see, our scriptures say, trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, in everything we do, acknowledge him, and he promised to direct your path. You see, the choice should be obvious, but we fail to trust God because we don't truly know him for ourselves. That's why in the Bible, 2 Timothy 3:15 says, study to show yourself approved. So many people don't read the word of God. They don't go to Sunday school. They don't go to Bible study. And they hear a little bit here at the on the TV, and they hear a little bit here on the radio, and maybe they heard a little bit from their grandmother, you know. And they use them words they heard. And hopefully they heard it correctly. Because if what they heard is not really what God says, they have been living on, relying on, and even verbally expressing the words that they heard from somebody else. Because they just don't know him for themselves. So the more you know him, the more you trust him. You know, when you have a relationship, a husband and a wife, or any kind, mother and a daughter, and the more you get to know a person, you know, the more you could trust that person, or don't trust them, really, because sometimes you find out things about people you can't trust. But that's, you know, that you can only make that conscious, righteous decision by getting to know them. And as I've already stated, we cannot put our trust in someone who is essentially a stranger. God has not made himself difficult to find or to know. So remember that. You know, God is so smart and intelligent till he know everybody don't have the same education. Everybody can't retain information alike. He know that some people is slow. They got people who can't read. But God has made a way for everyone to get it. God never made himself difficult to find or to know. So nobody will have the excuse. No one will have an excuse when it's all said and done. You see, God has graciously made available us the Bible. Blind people could get the Bible on audio. People can't read could get the Bible and let it read to them. You got all kind of different breakdown versions, New English Version, International Version, Plain English Reading Version. There will be no excuses. you know, and in the Bible, you know, if you ever want to get to know God, you have to visit the Bible. In the Old Testament, God dwelt among his people. He spoke to his people through his prophets. In the New Testament, once we accept Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit indwells and lives within us. And the Holy Ghost is constantly revealing to you daily who God is, why you should trust him, how to trust him. You see, to know God is to trust him. When we trust God, we are saying that God knows best. When we decide to do the things our way, we are ignoring the things of God. And many of you may not feel like you're ignoring God, but God is speaking to each and every one of us, and he has something for all of us to do. And when we're not in position in doing what God has asked us to do, you are ignoring God. When we trust God, we no longer believe that we are afforded the privilege to make things up as we go. And then we begin to line our heart, our thoughts, and our deeds with the will of God, which should become our moral compass. We must trust with our whole heart. God looks at the heart and not what come out of the lip. You know, God said, Jesus said in Matthew's, I think it's the 7th chapter in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And we are taught not to lean to our own understanding. When we do that, we are saying that we do not depend. We lean to our own understanding because we figure we know what's best for us. There are many people in the past, especially when I grew up in the Desire Project, people who was doing it big, they used to always say, I'm a self-made man and a self-made woman, and they feel that way because they feel maybe they didn't have no help from the outside. But if God don't wake you up in the morning, a God don't allow you to breathe breath, then you can't do nothing. And then for them, when you learn the word of God, you have to confess that you could not have created yourself. God is the creator. You see, leaning has a sense of putting your whole weight on something, resting on it, and trusting in that person or thing. You see, some people put their trust in a bank account. Other uses their education as their trusted pal. Some even trust their position. It's so sad that so many people don't understand a job is a job. The job is not you. You know, some people have taken a job and a career, and that's who they say they are, but it's a job. But some people trust their positions, their jobs, or their career as the only thing worthy to be trusted. But you know that jobs close. Come on, y'all. Career crashes. You see, others put their entire trust in man or what the world has to offer. And you need to know that all of that is only temporal, because what we do for Christ is the only thing that's going to last. Our own understanding is what gets us in trouble most of the time. Y'all know that. And some people say, I heard something tell me don't do it that way, but do it that way. It ain't no something. He's a person, and his name is the Holy Spirit. In some areas of our lives, we know what the word of God has said about certain things, but we compromise it to fit the way we want to do things. You know, I had a man to tell me that he had a wife and he had a woman, and he was telling me so strongly and you know, so proudly that he knew, you know, he know how to make that work. And he said his lady friend on the side has never interfered with his household. So he was a proud man because he figured he had that under control. But I come to tell you tonight, there's no right way to do wrong. There's no right way to do wrong. And we have to begin to do what is right because it's the right thing to do. You see, our own understanding gets us in trouble. We often make the statements. You see, when somebody is slipping or whatever, no one is perfect. We know nobody is perfect. But everybody should be pressing. Hallelujah. And we all fall short of the glory of God. And that's what they use to say why we sin. But God's glory could never be achieved by us because of our sin nature. So, yes, all of us do fall short of the glory of God. But all of us should be trusting in God with our whole heart. And all of us should stop leaning to our own understanding. And all of us in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. You see, people use those statements because they want to make God's words fit their agenda. But I want to tell you tonight, nah, that's not going to happen. You see, your actions tell the true story of who you really trust. People go on day after day making it up as they go. Or, you know, do you read the Bible? Sometimes. Do you pray? Sometimes. Do you have faith in God? Sometimes. You know, they're all right with it. And you might say, no, they're not all right with it, but if they've constantly been doing that for years and years, they must be. Some people will tell you, I don't need to go to church because the church can't save you. But I come to tell you tonight that God ordained the church because he said, feet upon this rock, I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. By God ordaining the church, Jesus ordaining the church, you know, in the day of Pentecost, which began the church age, that's why we have a place to fellowship. That's how we have a place to grow. God say everybody got their own thing going on. The wine hay is set under a tree together. You know, people who use dope be at the dope house together. You know, prostitutes on the street, king on the corner together. God said, I want a place for my children, the body of Christ, the household of faith, to be able to come together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, we are not afforded the privilege to make up the rules and expect. This is what some people do. We're not afforded the privilege to make up the rules and expect God to be in them. You know, we mix this concoction up and we do it all our way. And, you know, most people, I don't care who they are. They might have never went to church. They might have never accepted Christ. But they know a little something, something. And soon as they get in a crack, they holler, Lord, have mercy. They know of God, but they don't know God. You see, and when we lean not to our own understanding, it allows us to evaluate ourselves more often. Check that out. Do you ever evaluate yourself? If you don't evaluate yourself and do no checkpoints, where you are is where you're going to always be because you have no motive to do anything different. Because evidently, by not evaluating yourself, you think everything that you're doing is okay, and you think you're pleasing God. You see, he who knows better and don't do better is a sin. You see, and look at this, y'all. Where you spend your most time tells God what you trust the most. if you are using the resources, which is your money, and not just money, your job position or the knowledge you have, your resources, if you're using the resources, the talents, and the gift that God has given you, in the first place, and you're using it only for you, yourself, and I, and the things of this world, what it tells God that you can do what you want to do with what he has given you. That's some big words. We make sense. You know, we should, it makes sense to spend our time, resources, and talent for the one that has given them to us for his intended purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, God said that I know the plans I have for you. God has a plan for your life. He is providing all of the provisions with your resources, talents, and gifts for you to accomplish the intended purpose that he has given you in the first place. But he gives you all of these provisions to accomplish your intended purpose designed by him, and you do everything else with it. You may wonder why someone can trust God more than you do. You know, there are people that you know in your life, no matter what's going on, they're solid. They're like a solid rock because they trust in God with their whole heart. And it may be because they know him more. You may wonder why someone get more. And maybe it's because they give more. And as I close tonight, I want you to know that God is to be trusted because the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and everything in it. Hallelujah. He has the whole world in his hands. God knows our beginning before the foundation of the world. You know, Psalms say God put his hand in your mother's womb and formed your innermost part. He knows the number of hairs on your head. That sounds like somebody you could trust. He knows where we are today, and he knows our future. God has given us enough evidence to trust him. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. He has given you a place to live and food to eat. He protects you from danger seen and unseen. And this is so beautiful here. He has taken your guilty verdict that you received when you receive the sinful nature that Adam brought into the world. We were all guilty. But he took that guilty verdict and he exonerated us and he stamped us not guilty. And how did he do it? With the death, burial, and resurrection of his only begotten son. And I don't know about you, but I could say that's love. I really don't know about you, but he is someone we can trust with our whole heart, and we should stop making it up as we go. If you trust him with something, learn how to trust him for all things and see the difference in your life. And tonight, I ask you, begin to thank God for what you have. And trust him wholeheartedly for everything you need. That's our lesson for tonight. I pray that someone heard something that they could hold on to. Someone heard something they could use in their life. Right now I have a caller that has pressed the one button. Caller, your number is 228-493. Your number is lit up. Caller, 228-493. Maybe it was pressed by error. I have a new caller calling in, and those who may be new with us tonight, and I'm so elated. I have one of my neighbors on the line tonight, the Bookman family, and I'm so glad that God is allowing us to know each other, and I look forward to what God has for us in our lives with one another. I have another caller. Your number is 504-235-88. Your mic is open.
Yes, I just would like to say that my name is Sharonda, and my daughter's name is Tyvane, and we were very delighted on a lecture tonight about stop making excuses. I know myself, you know, I do that sometimes. I make stuff fit what is wrong and this and that and the try to me, and that's right. You know, if I'm going to lean on God and I'm going to love him, I need to love him and lean on him wholeheartedly with my full understanding and not just partially. And then when the flesh come up and won't do what it won't do, fix stuff and make it, you know, and just be real with myself and being real with knowing that God is him all by himself and his son is Jesus, the Lamb and Savior of the universe. And I just appreciated that lesson because sometime in life, all us as human beings need to be enlightened of things we know already, you know, reminded and, you know, refreshed, you know. So I just thank the Lord and his precious son Jesus for Sister Diane on the lesson tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Bookman, and I pray that this is not your last time, but that you will continue to be with us on Wednesday night if God says the same. And thank
Amen.
You for taking time out of your schedule.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Anyone else would like to give words of encouragement? Anyone would like to add someone to the prayer list? Anyone would like to sing a song or say the prayer to lead us out? It is now 9:27, and we're gonna, you know, we start at 8:30. We, you know, I do my best to end at 8:30. But I want to just thank each and every one of you guys, you know, for calling in. And if anyone would like to say anything, you could press the one button. Anyone would like to ask for prayer. Anyone would like to whatever. This, remember this. I tell y'all all the time, this is our Bible study. All of us could join in because there's something that you could say that someone could receive better than me, you know, the way I say it. And you might could add something in that I could have left out, you know. That's the way it is with the Word of God, you know. So you could always, you know, press the one button and interject whatever you want to do. But since no one else is pressing the button, oh, I have a caller. Caller, your number is 504-231-98. Your mic is open.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed it thoroughly tonight. The words and the wisdom that went forth tonight was definitely needed in my life. So I just hope that it was a blessing to everybody else as much as it was to me. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you so much, my sister. You know, and, yes. And you know, when someone called, You know, every Wednesday I prepare a lesson and I come before the people of God. Sometimes it'd be just, you know, I'd be so excited and it'd be rocking me. But sometimes, you know, after doing something so long, because we've been on the air long, you know, a lot of years, I just pray to God that the words that God gives me to say can help someone. Then I know the program is not in vain. So, my sister, I tell you thank you for letting me know that, because I accept it as encouragement, and right through here, I really did need it. So thank you, my sister.
Absolutely.
If there anyone would like to say anything, press the one button on your phone. If not, if Sister Minister Elyria Mackey, if you on the phone, I would like to ask you, oh, she know what I was going to say. She already pressed the button. Hallelujah. Sister Mackey, Minister Mackey, you have I open your mic, and you could come to us any way you would like tonight.
I just thank God for being on tonight. And I just want to sing a song to him. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you, Lord. I really love you. Just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy, oh God, you are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you, Lord. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you, Lord. I really love you. Just for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, you're holy, holy, oh God, you are everything we need you to be. You are the great I am. Lord, we come to tell you we love you. Yes, we love you. How we love you, Lord. We really love you. We really love you, Lord. We really love you. Yes, we do. We really love you, Lord. We really love you. Yes, oh God. We love you, Jesus. Can't do nothing without you, oh God. God, we just thank you for another Wednesday, oh God, that we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for opening up the eyes of our understanding, oh God. God, we thank you because we know that no matter what we go through, your grace is sufficient. Your word declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you know how to deliver us out of them all, oh God. So our light afflictions that we go through, we just praise you in advance for delivering us out of them, oh God. God, we thank you for Minister Diane, oh God, for enlightening her, Lord God, that she can enlighten the people of God. God, that we can just grow and in your knowledge and in the understanding. Because you say, with all thy getting, get understanding. So we thank you for opening up our understanding, oh God.
We thank you for increase, Lord God. We thank you that your word declares that we are of a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. We are a holy nation. We are peculiar people. We are lively stones. We've been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus, and we are your purchased possessions. And we thank you, Lord, for molding us and shaping us into vessels that would be meet for your use. And in everything we do, we will give you the glory. And it is in Jesus' name that I call it all done and say amen. Thank you, Lord. And, God, I even lift up the prayer list unto you, O God, that you would keep working on behalf of the believers, Lord. We pray for the whole household of faith tonight, Lord God, that you would increase us all the more. O God, that we would just begin to let our light shine and be light in a dying world, and that men can see Jesus through us and begin to cry out, what must I do to be saved? And we call it all done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Minister Mackey. And thanks to everyone who called in. And thank God for allowing us to be together one more time. That's our lesson for tonight. And if it's God's will, we'll be back on next week. God loves you, and so do I. Good night, and be blessed. Amen, and thank God. Good night.